Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Good evening and welcome to On Every Main Street, the program that introduces us to members of the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. Tonight we're going to take a look at the annual East Penn Restaurant Week scheduled for February 28th through March 6th. First up with me this evening is Ashley Laura, Assistant Vice President of Affiliated Chambers for the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. And joining her is Larry Delhagen, the East Penn Chamber Board Chair. Welcome, Ashley and Larry, to On Every Main Street.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
So, how many people will be participating in the Restaurant Week?
Well, hopefully a lot of the community will participate in Restaurant Week, but in terms of restaurants, so far we have 8 signed up. We're really excited about that. There's still a lot of time between now and then, so we're hoping to sign on a few more.
So in the East Penn area, of course, we're dealing with this pandemic. How will Restaurant Week be different from previous restaurant weeks?
We are encouraging the businesses to do whatever works best for them in this circumstance. So typically, we would ask for some type of prefix menu where people come in and get a couple courses. But obviously, with the changes this year, we're saying whatever works best for them. It could be a to-go special. It could be a dine-in special. It could be as simple as a coupon. We just want to make sure that we are giving them some exposure and promoting them to the best of our abilities, because that's what we do.
Now, Larry, in your other life, you work as a financial advisor, I understand. And what does this mean to the area in terms of economic recovery?
Thanks for asking that, Greg. It's no secret that, in particular, the restaurant group has really suffered through this pandemic. So I think it's laudable that the chamber is doing this to try and support this group, in addition to promoting these restaurants to the extent that we can drive traffic to them and help them. That's what we're trying to accomplish. And as Ashley said, this is going to be a different year because of capacity restrictions. Hopefully, we max their capacity out with the incremental traffic that goes to them during restaurant week. So we're really trying to promote this through the media, through social media, and we are really hoping that the East Penn community patronizes these restaurants during restaurant week.
This is a time when there are other restaurant weeks taking place. Tell us a little bit about the various restaurants. What can we sample? What can we enjoy there?
Sure. So our participating restaurants include Notch Modern Kitchen and Bar, Savory Grill, Don Juan Mexican Grill, Volpe's Sports Bar in Emmaus, Trapdoor Gastro Pub, Sahara Mediterranean Cuisine, Gio Italian Grill, and David's Italian Market. So far, we only have one menu come through, and that is Notch, and their special includes 3 courses. There's a starter choice with different salads and soup to pick from, the entree options, and then dessert is between a caramelized pineapple cake and a Thai tea brownie.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see a lot of things like that.
So we have a lot of variety. We have Italian restaurants. We have Asian restaurants. There's a lot there for people to sample.
Yeah, there is a lot of good variety, and it's good variety for budget as well. So Savory Grill is very high-end, and some of the other ones are kind of like a grab-and-go type of place. So anyone can find something.
Yeah, Sean does a great job out at Savory Grill. Larry, what's your favorite? What do you like to do on Restaurant Week?
Greg, I do my best to try and get to every single one. There have been years where we've had so many restaurants participate that it was impossible. But again, this is a weird year because of COVID, so we've all got to be very careful in going out in public. And that may curtail some of the in-person visiting. I probably won't be visiting every restaurant in person, although I'll do my best. And everyone on the list I've been to, and they're all fantastic.
Yeah.
There are some other restaurants in East Penn we would love to have participate that we've talked to, and for a host of reasons, they're still deciding if they can do it. But we're really fortunate in the East Penn community to have so many great restaurants to choose from.
Well, let's hope that Punxsutawney Phil was wrong and say that the weather
never is.
let's see. Say the weather's a little bit better at the end of February, the beginning of March. We could have some pretty good weather by that time. If somebody wanted to come by and pick up some food, are there benches or areas where you could sit outside and enjoy the food?
Yeah, some of these, they have good outdoor spaces. And even if not, there's good local parks where they've encouraged people to go as well. So I know in Emmaus, there's Triangle Park that has picnic benches. Some of them have patios that they set up, tables and tents and things like that. So there's definitely an option. Let's hope the weather's nice.
Yeah, perhaps. What would you like people to know about it who aren't from the East Penn area? What excites everybody about coming to a place like Emmaus?
Larry, you want to take that?
Sure. I mean, I've been a resident of Emmaus ever since I moved to Pennsylvania 25 years ago, and it is literally the place I always wanted to live when I was younger. It's just a great small community. Again, the larger community, which is East Penn, we have a number of just terrific eateries to patronize. Emmaus has a number of them, and it's a great place to visit. There's a lot to see and do. Very similar to all over the valley, there are just so many cute towns and hamlets, but the East Penn community, I think, is special, and Emmaus is a great little town.
And give us a little update on how Emmaus is doing after this big snowstorm.
Oh, that's a tough one. It took me all day yesterday to plow out, so it's tough. I mean, we got probably 2.5 feet of snow, so, you know, everybody's been working really hard to clear snow. The roads, for the most part, are cleared out, but might be a couple days more before you can walk from one end of town to the other.
All right, Ashley and Larry, give us one more solid piece of advice or encouragement as to why we ought to come to Restaurant Week.
I'll start, Ash, and you can pick it up, but it's really important during this pandemic that we keep the businesses that we want to stay in business. And I know this has not been an easy 10 months for everybody financially, but for a lot of people who have been able to work at home, they really haven't missed a beat, and they have the discretionary income to patronize these businesses and to keep them around, because at some point in the future, when the vaccine has been widely distributed and the virus is no longer an issue, we're going to want to be back outside and walking our communities, and we're going to want places to go. So I think it's incumbent upon everybody in the community to think forwardly and do their part to keep these businesses going. And the best way to do that is to take advantage of Restaurant Week or any other week and patronize them.
Ashley, from the Chamber perspective?
I would encourage everyone to be intentional about this event. Sometimes it's like, oh, I just remembered it. But I know within the past year, I have found one of my favorite eating spots through this event, and that's kind of the whole purpose. We want people to find a new spot that they love, and like Larry said, the ones that do have that discretionary income, use it to support our local businesses. And of course, we want to thank our sponsors. We have a ton, but New Tripoli Bank has been our main sponsor, our presenting sponsor for a couple years now, and they're always very supportive of local events like this.
Ashley, Laura, and Larry Delhagen, thank you very much for being on Every Main Street.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
We'll be right back. You're listening to WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm your host, Greg Capone, and with me is Fran Volpe of Volpe Sports Bar. Fran, welcome.
It's nice to be here.
You have a website that, upon viewing, makes people hungry. I especially like the way that meat is grilling in the website video. Yeah, outstanding. Yeah. So Volpe's is really part of the American dream. And it all started with a person named Americo. Can you give us a little history?
Sure. My grandfather, my father's father, Americo, came here as a young boy and was, you know, an entrepreneur from day one. As a young boy, started selling cheese in markets down in Philly. He started a shoe repair business and eventually ended up being one of the first restaurants in the Lehigh Valley actually to sell pizza. And he started off at a restaurant on the south side of Allentown, and then eventually in 1939 he moved Volpe's restaurant over to 1926 Tillman Street, where my father still operates Volpe's Sports Bar in Allentown till today. So I grew up my whole life, my father grew up his whole life kind of around the business, and me personally, I never thought that I would get into this, but just by the way things happen, I ended up also getting into the business myself.
So we have Restaurant Week coming up. What do you think Americo would think if he were able to see what you and your father are doing now?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look back to his original restaurant, you know, we kind of come across some old menus and things. And I think what he tried to do a long time ago was to have a little bit for everybody, you know, to have chicken, to have steaks, to have pasta, and try and be as authentic as he could and make a lot of the food from scratch, et cetera. And I think what we've done at Volpe's over the years is really over the past 15 years, we've tried to really start, you know, making a lot of our own sauces, using a lot of our own unique recipes to create even just like classic things like burgers and wings, you know, making our own blue cheese and wing sauces. So I think from that perspective, I think he would see, you know, just how things have evolved and that people still love to go out and eat with their family and get kind of casual food.
What do you think he was most proud of that he could make, even as a young man, that you continue to make today?
Well, I think pretty early on, he was, I think, one of the early people to be consistently selling cheesesteaks. I think one of the lasting items in the Lehigh Valley, if you go to most places, seems to be a steak sandwich. And although, you know, you get in arguments with the people from Philly on what a real cheesesteak is, growing up in the Lehigh Valley, you know, I think, you know, there's multiple ways to eat a steak sandwich, but, you know, using some good ribeye meat and the sauce and onions, that's, I think, kind of like the type of menu item that's stuck around for decades. And people really love it, a comfort food, you know, and chicken wings maybe have evolved a little bit where he used to sell quarter chickens and roasted chicken. But, you know, chicken wings and legs and things like that are all part of a lot of what we sell today. Our two biggest items we sell are cheesesteaks and wings.
Now, we are talking about Restaurant Week in East Penn, and your location in Emmaus will be participating. What do you have planned for Restaurant Week?
So we're working on our menu right now. Typically, what we've done in the past is we kind of experiment with some new items and try and see what people think, give them a good package deal where they can get an appetizer, a sandwich, or an entree, and some type of dessert for a reasonable price. Try and get some people out to try some things maybe that they don't normally have. I think when people think of Volpe's, because we are a sports bar, some folks may tend to put us in category of just being a place to go out and drink and watch a game. But over the years, we've really started to evolve to become more of a dining room where you can bring your family and a nice, safe, clean place where, you know, you can hang out and have some casual food and a good atmosphere, good music. And we do have all the TVs, so we have every game that's on typically. So Restaurant Week is usually a week where we allow our guys, our chef, our kitchen manager to really showcase some of the unique food that they can make, which still stays in line with our typical menu.
So this is coming up at the end of the month. Do you think you'll be able to have people in the restaurant at the time?
Yeah, it looks like, you know, the good thing now, COVID has really changed a lot, but right now we're allowed to be at 50% of our indoor capacity on what we would normally be. And it appears as though now that things are slowly starting to improve And now with the introduction of the vaccine, I know a lot of parents and grandparents of friends and family are getting vaccinated now. So I feel as we kind of move here now, I think it's at a snail's pace, but it seems right. like we're actually moving in the right direction now.
So let people know that they can be safe in your restaurant. What do you do to make sure that people maintain distance?
From day one, we've really taken it seriously. We follow all the Pennsylvania Department of Health guidelines that they ask us to follow as far as our servers and employees that are interacting with customers are all wearing masks. We ask our patrons to wear masks when they enter the building. Once they're seated and begin to eat and drink, they can remove their masks. We always have had throwaway menus, so we try and disinfect and sanitize the areas as much as possible. We're not allowed to offer any bar seating right now. And at 50% capacity, we're able to space out all of our tables so that you're just sitting with the party who you're with, and the tables are all about 6 feet or more apart. So just kind of going through those types of things. One of the fortunate things with Emmaus is that we have three different spaces, three different rooms that we're allowed to kind of spread people out through. Like I said, I mean, we've at Volpe's and Emmaus, although other people have done things differently, when we had the 3-week shutdown over the holidays, we shut down our indoor. We just did to go, and it was very painful when a lot of other people did not. So I think generally speaking, we've tried to do the best we can to keep our employees and our customers safe, and we will continue to do that as long as we have to.
And you are also offering pickup along with in-store dining.
Yes, we have indoor dining, and we also, as you mentioned, through our website, VolpeSportsBar.com, we have both locations on the same website for Emmaus. You can click on the Emmaus location, and you can order online and pay online, and then you can either give us a call, we bring it out to your car for curbside, or you can come inside and grab your to-go order for takeout.
We're talking with Fran Volpe of Volpe Sports Bar in Emmaus. Fran, restaurant week, let's say somebody's never been to your restaurant, what do you got to try?
Well, I think, if I'm going to just put myself in the shoes of our customers, I can tell you what we sell the most of. Our cheesesteak, which is just like a classic with sauce, cheese, onions, or buffalo style with buffalo mild sauce and blue cheese and sauteed pierogies, I would say. And along with our wings, we sell a tremendous amount of wings. Like I said earlier, we make all of our own wing sauces and our own blue cheese, and our ranch is made fresh. If you kind of stick with the staples, those are the things you can't go wrong with.
Once again, give us your address and your web address.
Our address is 501 Broad Street in Emmaus. We're just one block down from the movie theater and the Triangle on Broad Street. And our website is VolpeSportsBar.com, and you can access both the Allentown and Emmaus locations.
And if you want to learn more about Volpe Sports Bar, click on that website. You'll get hungry. Fran Volpe, thank you very much for joining us on Every Main Street.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having us, and we look forward to seeing some new folks around Restaurant Week. I'm sure we'll have a great menu for everybody at that time.
We'll be right back. You're listening to WDIY.
Hi, this is Janice Ian. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, WDIY is keeping the golden age of folk music alive with folk classics. Your host, Steve Aronson, features music from all the singer-songwriters, including yours truly, from the groups, with a little folk rock sprinkled in for good measure. Folk Classics is the show to listen to, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WDIY.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. Our next guest is David Miatico with David's Italian Market in Emmaus. David, we have to love a place that has a picture of the Vatican and an artichoke on its website.
There you go.
It's authentic.
It is authentic.
An authentic Italian market in Emmaus, and you also serve food. We're talking about Restaurant Week. What do you see coming up for Restaurant Week?
We're still kind of working on it, but since we have no seats in our space, so everything is to go. We've been like that since day one. We're doing for lunch probably some sort of a sandwich with a couple of fresh baked cookies from the store, a beverage, and a bag of chips. Uh-huh. And for dinner, we're doing some of our entrees that are more popular. Chicken parm over linguine. There's a chicken with sun-dried tomato and a light cream sauce. And then we're going to have some tiramisu or cheesecake with that, a small salad, and again, a beverage. And it's all to go.
Terrific. So tell me what it's like in the morning. We talked a little bit earlier about what's it smell like in your restaurant. When you get in there and you start making the soups and the sauces, what's it like?
Well, it is. I have customers constantly say when they walk in, my God, does it smell good in here? So, I mean, we cook right out front. We have, you know, we're cooking in two different spaces, and it's not a very big space, but,
right.
I mean, it's a real authentic deal. So, yeah, I mean, I might make four different soups today alone, and we're making marinara sauce. You know, we do our own sauces here as well. So, it smells good. It really does. And, you know, we get big pieces and big chunks of Parmesan cheese and all kinds of things like that. So we always have, you know, some of those things out. So, again, it adds to the ambiance and the aromas and things that are going on inside the store.
My mother used to always say you can have good sauce or sugo, but if you don't have the right cheese on it, you've destroyed it.
Yeah, here you go.
Tell us about the cheese you use on top of the sauce.
Well, it's Parmigiano Reggiano. I mean, we do get imported cheese, and we do get also imported prosciuttos from Italy that are, you know, aged like 600 to 900 days. So, yeah, the cheese has got a nice bite to it, but it's, you know, and it's the real deal. People say it's the king of cheeses. I mean, it's
absolutely. You're making me hungry.
And, yeah, and then we got fresh mozzarella in today. So we marinate those things, and we have little, you know, marinated mozzarella salads. We have mozzarella that's a little bit larger that we slice and we put on our some of our wrap. We got a good variety of Italian products here, as well as the food, you know, goes out the door every day.
Now you also have.
And I wanted to mention.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I wanted to mention we're at the farmer's market in Allentown as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
so
good to know.
Yeah, we have a double location.
Tell us about your store. You also have groceries.
Well, small, but we do have a lot of imported pastas. And we have a vendor in Philadelphia that we pick up most of the stuff from. So we have 8 different varieties of pasta on the shelf at any given time. Those are just companies. And then we have pretty much every different type of cut. From, you know, like trofi to penne to strozzapreti, which means strangle the priest. And, you know, so we've got a lot of different products here.
So is there, for us novices, is there really a difference to the way a pasta might taste if it comes from a different provider?
Yes, absolutely.
And what makes that
different? Well, you know, again, sometimes, I mean, I think it's the egg, the addition of eggs to certain pastas. It's also the way they cut and dry pastas. Now, some of the older, typical, you know, really, really artisan-type pastas, and we carry these as well, they're using brass dies. And when you cut the pasta with a brass die, it leaves little indentions, really, really small indentions in the pasta. And what that does is it lets the sauce adhere to it a little bit better. So, you know, again, you can have a good pasta, that you know, grocery store pasta, which we carry as well, all the way up to like something that we're charging $6 a pound for. But it's a really almost velvety, silky type of taste. It almost tastes homemade when you cook it.
We want to make sure that people come to see you during Restaurant Week. Once again, what's your address?
Our address is 346 Main Street in Emmaus, right on the triangle. There's a triangle in Emmaus, and we're right situated right in the middle of it.
And if somebody's coming to see you in Emmaus, what's the one thing you say, hey, man, you got to try this? What do you want people to try? What do you want if they're first-timers?
Well, you know, we think we have the best hoagie in the Lehigh Valley, without a doubt. You know, we use 4 different types of Italian meats on our Italians. We take chicken breasts, and we have 120 pounds back there right now, and we cut it, pound it, bread it, and we fry our own chicken cutlets for sandwiches and also for people to take home and just reheat. So a chicken cutlet would be one of the things.
So the Italian, when you talk about the Italian meats, help the non-Italian Italian-speaking people here with the word capicola.
What is it?
Well, you see people say, we serve capicola. Or if you're in Jersey, you know, it's a gabagool.
That's a gabagool. It's like from the Sopranos.
That's right. So tell us, how do they say this in Emmaus?
Well, we call it capicola. I mean, we have three different varieties, you know, all the time in our store. We have a sweet, a hot, or spicy, and we have one that everybody calls Philly Cappy. And that's pretty much, they're all like hams. They're all traditional ham products as opposed to like salamis, which we have like Genoa salami, we've got sopressata salami. So the hams, the capicolas, they're just hams. They're just sliced very thin. They're kind of a dry product, but, you know, there's a lot of flavor in them.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're real good, actually.
What kind of bread do you use?
We have Licio's Bakery in Glassboro, New Jersey, delivering every day to us.
And give us a quick primer on olive oil.
Olive oil? I probably have 6 different varieties of extra virgin olive oil right now. And pretty much, they come from like small family-owned olive groves. You know, we have 500 milliliters and we have liter bottles. And pretty much it's all just extra virgin olive oil. And, you know, we have a local guy from Alberta whose family has a farm and an olive grove in Sicily. We carry his olive oil. And we import stuff and we get it in Philadelphia, and we probably have 4 different additional olive oils, extra virgin oils, that we have in stock.
And olive oils are different, aren't they?
They are different. I was just researching yesterday because of the snow, and years ago I spent some time on the Ligurian coast in Italy, actually working there, and what I found is that the olive there is a smaller olive, but it has a really nice lemony kind of taste to it, and it's not as bitter as other oils from Tuscany, let's say, or various places. So I can't get that oil here, but I think we're going to try to make some headway into how can we import that oil from, you know, that region, Liguria.
David, if you haven't made people hungry today, forget about it.
Forget about it. I agree with you.
We're talking to David from David's Italian Market in Emmaus, and go see David at his market during restaurant week coming up and get into some good Italian food, right?
Perfect. Absolutely.
All right, David, thank you very much for being on Every Main Street.
Ciao. Thank you.
Ciao.
Grazie mille. Take care.